With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. continues today in the grand court. Wright faces one count of murder and one count of abduction, denying charges of killing toddler Alisady Powell in Cayman Brac and leaving her body on the shoreline to make it appear as if she drowned. Following 2 days of legal arguments, the jury is expected to hear any remaining evidence in the Crown's case before it hands it over to the defense. Wright has not anticipated to take the stand in his own defense. The trial is expected to soon hear closing submissions from counsel before the trial judge sums up the case. In other court news, a man has pled not guilty to 2 counts of common assault and 1 charge of threatening to kill. The allegations relate to incidents said to have occurred on Shedden Road in December 2025. William Joseph Phillips Moore denies assaulting a woman on 2 consecutive days. The chief magistrate scheduled the case management hearing for November 12th, with the trial set at a later date. In other news, EcoFest 2026 is this Saturday from 2 to 5:30 p.m. at the Ark in Kamana Bay. Brought by the youth-led Rotary Central Interact Club, the festival is expected to deliver an interactive event focused on local conservation here in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Tyler Stewart reports.
There's so many people who want to help. They just don't know about them. So that's how the idea of EcoFest actually came to light.
The EcoFest 2026 Cayman Islands Inaugural Climate and Environmental Festival aims to raise environmental awareness to the ongoing effects toward our island's ecosystems through interactive displays and family-friendly entertainment focused on local conservation.
Our future generations can actually look back and say, hey, I played a role in protecting it and bringing forward this new perspective for our community.
The youth-led Rotary Center Interact Club introduced EcoFest in order to facilitate and better guide residents who see these environmental problems on island and are willing to participate in local conservation events such as Plastic Free Cayman.
And then finally having a space to actually see it come to light, it's so fulfilling.
The festival will include interactive displays on coral bleaching and sea level rise, as well as sustainable businesses and games throughout the afternoon.
What they should expect is a lively festival. It's for all ages, it's for everyone, it's free.
With environmental challenges on the rise, EcoFest is bringing the community together to educate, entertain, and ensure the Cayman Islands is moving in the right direction for the years to come. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
In regional news in Jamaica, after negotiations between the government and unions representing public sector workers, an agreement has been reached on wages for 3 years through 2028. St. Patrice Ennis, president of the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, told the Jamaica Gleaner on Wednesday that the unions have agreed to a one-off payment of $80,000 for the period of April 1, 2025 through March 2026. Additionally, government has improved its wage offer from 7% over the 3-year period to 10%. This means public sector workers will get a 5% increase next year and another 5% in 2028. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukrainian drone attacks have shrouded the Russian city of Yaroslavl in black smoke. President Zelensky said the attack on one of Russia's biggest oil refineries there was aimed at cutting Russia's oil revenues. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has received a red carpet welcome to Thailand as he seeks to break his diplomatic isolation. Human rights groups say the visit legitimizes a brutal military regime. Indonesia is to export nearly 2,000 endangered long-tailed macaques to the United States for laboratory testing. Indonesia says they're a local pest, but welfare groups say the primate's survival is threatened. North Korea has fired an unidentified missile near Japan, another step in its ongoing military build-up. On Wednesday, Pyongyang accused Japan of becoming a war state. China has marked the deaths last year of 2 Coast Guard personnel on what it called a frontline mission in the South China Sea. It's the first apparent acknowledgement of fatalities in the high-speed collision between Chinese vessels during a confrontation with the Philippines. An Afghan man has been sent to prison for life in Germany for a deadly car ramming of a trade union march in Munich last year. The attack, with an Islamist motive, killed a woman and her 2-year-old child. Dozens of people were injured. BBC News.